producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it
Now, 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richard Fadden, Kenny Kessler, and I without the ladies, so it's the boys club in this hour of Good Day. We're going to meet a lady that is fascinating. She's been on this program before. She works with people in a realm that is not familiar, although becoming, it's not familiar to everybody, but it's becoming more familiar to people as folks try to understand themselves, understand what happens to their lives, what are the influences. I was prompted to have Sandy Lemian on the program after hearing Deepak Chopra on Sunday refer to our pasts as a collective of experiences from the beginning of the universe. And Sandy deals in mediumship, talks with the so-called dead, has, I think, an interesting way of working with people. And so I wanted to bring the two philosophies together and see what you thought of what she has to say. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, this is sort of like a page from the House of Cards, boys. There is a threesome, a menage a trois, politically speaking, of families. The Bush family, the Clinton family, and the Trump family.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the pictures, there's a rumor floating around. I guess that's the best way of putting it. A rumor has started that the reason Donald Trump was placed into the race is because he and the Clintons worked out a deal. The Clintons, that Trump is secretly running to scuttle the Republican chances of having any good candidate so that Hillary Clinton is assured of winning. Now, does this have any merit? I don't know. You figure that out. I don't really think it's an amazing story, especially since there are so many conspiratorialists who think the Clintons have knocked off any number of people, 24, 25 different people, that over the years since they were in the governor's house in Arkansas, the rumor started then that anybody that, or not anybody, but there were people who were embarrassing or got in the way, or they were a problem, so they got bumped off. We've been hearing these rumors for years, 20 years, 30 years, when Clinton ran for the presidency in 92.
Yeah, Blackwater.
They served
Blackwater,
Vince Foster.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, all of the people, plus and minus.
Oh, there's thousands of people have now been knocked off by the Clintons.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, how much has Mrs. Clinton said about Donald Trump? Think about it. Not much, right? Do you ever hear, she'll say, I'm going to let them devour themselves. But you really don't hear. And how much do you hear Donald
Trump? She made a statement yesterday after his comment saying it was
dangerous.
Yeah,
well, she has to.
Not American.
Say, how can she not comment about that comment, that statement? She got to say something about that. But watch this and see if there isn't, am I on to something here? I don't know that I like the idea of it. I'm not suggesting this is an idea forum. And the idea of having these people working together to make sure that Mrs. Clinton becomes the president. Now, this in face or in light of the relationship that the Bushes have to the Clintons. I don't know how Jeb Bush fits into this, but I know that in terms of the Clinton family, the husband and wife, and the Bush family, the father and Barbara, the wife, there's a closeness there, and I believe that there's a friendship that has grown between George Bush and especially Hillary Clinton, for whatever the reason, I don't know. But then the younger brother comes into the mix, and he sees all of this stuff swirling around him. So whether he's promoting this or suggesting it, I know that Jeb Bush tweeted continuing this path will put her in the White House when focused on Donald Trump's comments about Muslims and the overall Republican. I mean, he's grasping at straws. We all
right. Is this the last desperate grasp
right.
by Jeb Bush?
Yeah. Yeah, right. To suggest that the Clinton and the Trumps are in cahoots. And he tweeted a picture of the two of them together at some gala. The two families, the two, Bill Clinton and Hillary, together with Donald Trump and his wife. So, is there something to it? I don't know. Kenny, you think there's anything to it?
I don't know. I just have a tough time believing that Trump is for real. With some of the things he says.
Well, so does that add into, or does that add support to the speculation that maybe this is?
I'm a little bit with it. I figured Trump at some point would just drop out of this early on. Early on, because he's done it a couple of times and he's such a PR master that you figured, okay, he's in this just for the PR and he'll get out at some point. But then he just stayed.
Well, what's in it for him if Hillary wins is another question. How do you know? What's in it? How do you know what kind of backroom deals these people make? Especially with as many cynical thoughts as there are about the Clintons, and they'll do anything to get into power or stay in power. So it's something to think about. I think it is, anyway.
Secretary of State Trump.
Yeah. Or maybe Treasury Secretary, even. That maybe is more...
Fed Chairman.
The Fed Chairman. There you go. That'd be something for Trump. Okay, well, again, food for thought. 12 past the hour. In a moment, Sandy Alemian brings us into another world here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests. Like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, Doug Steffen in the Good Day program at 15 past the hour. You've heard me perhaps talk a good deal lately, especially this week. I believe in the communication that we're about to get into. I find that people who have alternative ways of informing us as to what we are and how we make ourselves better. I'm very much into life improvement, and I think that people like Sandy Alemian have helped a lot of people over the years. Sandy has been at this for about 20 years. She's a spirit medium, a healer, inspirational speaker. She's written a number of books. She has a blog, and it is obvious that there's a connection here between what the rest of Sandy, I always have a hard time with this, because it's defining. People want definitions. They want clarity. They want to know. They want to be able to somehow or other put their hands around or their mind around something and get clarification. But your being able to communicate with people who are no longer alive is a hard thing to define or describe, isn't it?
It can be. week. Yeah, first of all, how are you, Doug?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, when I talk about the world of spirit, I really do break it down for people so that they understand that we are all energy. That's what we are. We're energy beings that are also having a physical experience here. And when someone dies, it's as if they unzip from the physical being. They step out of the vehicle that they've used, and now they exist as pure spirit energy. So when I tap into
one of the reasons I wanted to have you here is because one of the reasons I wanted to have you here was because I was saying we went to a I was going to say we went to a Donald Trump lecture, and that's not what we did. We went to a Deepak Chopra lecture.
Oh, cool!
And his new book that focuses on his book focuses on DNA. And genomes and how what we have going on with us goes back to the beginning of time, the carbon connection with all beings. And he goes to great lengths to explain how similar we are to monkeys and all that other stuff. But what really grabs me about his philosophy here is that we have the DNA brings us together with our parents, our grandparents, and pretty much the entire population of the planet. So when I started thinking about that on Monday, I was thinking about you and your ability to communicate and wondering if there wasn't some connection here that is far deeper than we can imagine. Can we, in fact, with somebody tutoring us like you, talk to the people who have our same DNA, who are no longer breathing?
100% yes, Doug, and that's a lot of what I do in this world is to teach people how to tune in, not just to the world of spirit, Doug, but to their own soul. Because when people start tuning into their own soul, they'll start to get a sense of life completely differently than what they've been taught. You know, we're all imprinted by our parents' belief systems and by what we've been taught and by the media and what's happening in the world. And especially now, it's a really scary time for a lot of people because we're seeing some scary stuff on TV, and it keeps being shown to us again and again and again. So I know I'm being called to bring people back to themselves so that they can tune in to the peace that's deep, deep within their core of their being. And that's what Spirit guides us, all of us, to do, is to tune back in rather than look outside for the answer or try to make a change out there. It's very, very difficult to do that. So Spirit is guiding a lot of us right now to stay in our own frequency. I call it our home frequency, because that's where we're going to find peace. We can't find peace by fighting. It will not happen. It can't happen.
That's one of the things that Chopra also writes about in his book and lectures about, the fact that we can kill all of the people that are the bad guys. You can kill all the Taliban, and you can kill all of Daesh, and you can kill all of Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda, but there's still, even if you kill them all, there's going to be somebody or something that recreates, reenacts, or brings back that same kind of thinking. And unless we deal with the idea of peace differently, then the planet is doomed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what's happening right now, Doug, is a lot of people are getting really triggered. And unless we're willing to look at our own triggers, our own fear, our own hatred, our own anger, we're going to keep projecting it on the world, and we're going to think it's about them, and we're going to try and kill it off in someone else. And in truth, we are the enemy, and we are the enemy within ourselves. The battle that's going on inside every human being right now, whether it's a spiritual battle, an emotional battle, that's what we're all seeing out in the world. Everything that we're seeing in the world is a mirror of what's happening in our own hearts, but a lot of people don't want to know, or they don't want to look inside, or they don't even know how to heal that inner battle, and that's where I help people. I help them to heal that battle so that they can feel a semblance of peace.
All right, hold on a second, Sandy. We have to take a few minutes for a couple of words from other wise people. Sandy Alemian is here with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour. No promise.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're having a conversation with Sandy Alemian, who is a spirit medium and guide, speaks all over the country, all over the world. Her website is Sandy Alemian, A-L-E-M-I-A-N, sandyalemian.com. A couple of books you might want to know about. You can find out about them either at her website or at Amazon. One of them is called Congratulations, It's an Angel. And then the other bestseller is What Was God Thinking? Two great reads for not necessarily the same reason. We're talking about how we fix the problems of the world, and it starts with all of us individually. What is there in us? How are we warring with ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
What are we thinking? What are we doing? How are we acting? Do you fight against that which is really in your best interests? Sometimes people can't, for whatever the reason, see what's in their best interest. They know, but then they have their habits and they have their routines and they have their likes and dislikes. And so it's the old, I can't see the forest for the trees routine, Sandy, I think, right?
Yeah, and people feel, because I've worked with, God, tens of thousands of clients, Doug, in the last 20 years. And yeah. The common patterns that I see is people don't know what to do with what they feel. I don't believe we've done a really good job in this culture and at a very young age in teaching people how to move emotion. And so what happens, it gets stuck, it gets bottled up. And what we're seeing right now in the world is you're seeing all this burst of anger and hatred. And again, on a collective consciousness scale, that's us. That's our releasing all of this energy that we've been carrying for years. You know, as I work as a spirit medium and connecting with the other side, Doug, there's no war in spirit. There's no illness in spirit. When someone crosses onto the other side, they are fully aware of their soul energy, which is the energy of light and love. And what spirit has said to me is when each one of us tunes in to the beautiful core of who we are, not the layers of painful childhood stories, not the energy of abandonment, of all that, but when we tune into our God self, our soul self, as each one of us does that, we will start to usher in, oh, I'm getting goosebumps, we'll start to usher in heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shown a couple weeks ago from Spirit how Jesus did his healing when he was here. It's all about frequency. Jesus held a frequency of love and light that was so strong and so powerful that when people came into his presence, they started energetically vibrating up to his frequency. And
so is that the case, Sandy, with other prophets, do you think? Whether, I mean, we have this controversy. There are other prophets beside Jesus, other healers, other people not identified as Christians identified Jesus, Son of God, but Jesus was a Jew. And then there's the Muslim faith. And interestingly enough, all of the major faiths celebrate the end of the year in a way that isn't, there's no other coordinated, that's the only way I can think about it, is the events are coordinated in a way. Muslims have their holiday, Jews have their holiday, Christians have their holiday, and they're all basically aimed at doing the same thing, celebrating the hero. I don't know, hero is probably not the right word, but the people who have made a difference, a serious difference, and around whom religions have been built. And you know, I get a kick out of people, and I mean this in the most respectful way, who attribute things to Jesus that are, you know, pretty amazing. But just because he was who he was, whether he did or he didn't do it, it seems to fit because people want it to fit. People want to feel better, and that's the conundrum. Mm-hmm. We get angry. There are a lot of people who just aren't enjoying this time of year because they're angry about something, maybe some silly little thing, or they're afraid. There's so much fear in society. I don't want to, I can't love that person because, you know, he did this or he said that or she did. Yeah, and all of these things are pretty nonsensical in the light of eternity, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And when you look at all the greatest gurus, to me it's all about frequency, Doug. It's all about energy frequency. The greatest healers are those who have held the frequency of love, and they hold that vibration for the masses. And the opposite is true, too. You can have a negative influence of someone who's holding a very negative influence, and they're also making a ripple effect in the world. But in order for us to see change in the world, we need to all start being responsible for our own energetic frequency. Rather than blaming anybody else for what we feel, it really is
The news media is all about that. That's all the news media does, and we surround ourselves with this sort of dull light every day. This is the news is this, the news is that, and it isn't really, it gets people turned around, but it really isn't impactful in, again, I use the term a little, the light of eternity.
And not only that, I always coach people to pay attention to what they're feeling when they're doing anything, because what you're feeling inside is a real good indicator of whether you're a vibrational match to something or not. I'm not a vibrational match to the news. I vibrate in an energetic frequency that's higher than the news. And when you think about it, Doug, most people watch the news first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And it's typically when our subconscious minds are the most open, right? When we're first waking up in the morning and when we're sort of shutting down at night. And so people are being fed all of this negativity and fear when the subconscious mind, I'm getting such goosebumps again, when the subconscious mind is so open.
Yeah, that's when you gotta...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Oh, you know.
Stephan with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Kenny Kessler. The winningest ways of people, you know, oftentimes when you're getting a sober, you're sobered up as to what it takes to be successful, and you hear about the amount of money that baseball players make, for example, at hitting 300. 300 is considered a great batting average, but that's 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, I was reading something about Michael Jordan and what he says about winning, quite a bit different than what Charlie Sheen says about winning. And maybe you've seen this, Richie, from Michael Jordan, who said, quote, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots."
Yeah, I've heard this before. It's great.
"In my career, I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." So for those of you who think that you got to be successful all the time, you think I do a winning radio program every day?
Not even close.
Well, thank you. I encourage you. That was very nice, Rich.
I'm a little quick there when I say that out loud.
Without even Roberta's help, thanks very much. Anyway, and this happens a lot in relationships. Maybe more, you know, wherever it is, however you measure success or failure, there is a way, and I've just started thinking about this, actually.
I'm a big believer in failure.
Well, but in order to succeed, you got to fail.
Right.
And that can be in the same circumstance, whether it's a relationship. I mean, I would apply mine willingly to understanding relationships. because I haven't done a great job of it over the years, but I haven't given it the time or the thought that I have because of the relationship that I'm in or that I care to be in is one that I find fulfilling. Is it successful? Well, I guess that that depends on which day it is. and failure, I mean, if it would end and everything's over, would that be a failure? Well, no, because I had 4 terrific years of learning a lot about me, about this person. So, but, you know, sometimes there are also phases. You go through, you may love your job one day, and you may not like it the next day. I can't tell you that Kenny loves his job every day. I can't tell you that Richie loves his job every day. I can't tell you, Rich, I can't tell you that any of us do. There are very few of us. I'm one of the exceptions to the rule. Most of the time, whether I'm getting support from my staff or not, I'm happy on the air. I may be in the happiest place, at least when I'm supposed to be here, I am here. I'm not often someplace else because I need to be here, but I also like being here. And for me, the success, it isn't, my program has never been as successful as I want it to be. Is it a success? Depends on how you measure success. Does it have the biggest audience in radio? No. I could be really corny and say it has the best audience. There's a guy who used to be on, Jay Severin, who used to call his audience the best and the brightest. Well, he would say that. They weren't. I knew my audience was the best and the brightest.
And it is one of the biggest shows, you have to
admit. Yeah, it is. Yes. Right, it is. Do I make the most money? No. When you look at some of the salaries of the people that work for the big companies.
Oh, my God.
Wow, but I mean, that's
a whole
8 or 10
thing.
People.
Right. So, anyway.
You look at radio in general. And
yeah. The point is that in my life, I can measure successes and I can measure failures. I choose, sometimes I need a head adjustment. That's why I really believe in therapy and coaching and stuff, especially now, because if you don't, and people say, well, at your stage in life, aren't you settled? No.
Not even close.
Not even close to being settled in whatever my age or status in life is. I think life is a transition from day to day, moment to moment, hour to hour, whatever it is. And by the way, I think that life transitions into my belief, my spiritual belief is that we just transition into something else. I can remember spending a lot of time when I was younger being anxious about everything in life. I had anxiety attacks. I mean, I was just, because I was thinking I was expected to do, I do a lot of stuff with my life now. I've always done a lot of stuff with my life. I've always had 2 or 3 different businesses. I go from beginning of the day to the end of the day. And to a point, some people saw me as successful. Did I have successful relationships? Not really. But that wasn't the only thing that made my life successful, so I guess I didn't think I had to have successful relationships. I had to be successful as a father, which fortunately I have been, or successful in certain things. I mean, I'm going back to Michael Jordan and what he said about being successful, but you have the desire to be successful, and that sort of wins the day, I think. I want to succeed in this endeavor, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the radio program, whether it's trying to straighten out what I need to do with my farms, whether it's in cultivating my relationship at work or cultivating my relationship period with the people that I care about. Happens that most of the people I care about, with a few exceptions, are people that I work with. The people on the radio with whom I spend more time probably than anybody else, unless you're talking about somebody you're sleeping with. And then my farm buddies who help me keep the farm going. And those are the two basic cores of my social stratum. I don't have a lot of social friends. I don't go to parties. For God's sakes, at 9 o'clock, I'm done. So I don't need that. But what I kind of need to know is that what it is that constitutes success is failure. And you ought to look at it that way, too. Failing gets you in touch with yourself, with your determination, how badly you want whatever it is that you're seeking. And the adversity of not being successful introduces you to a different way of thinking it. I remember my father telling me as a kid, maybe that's where this comes from. I didn't learn a lot from my father, but I learned some good things about sales, especially. My father was a consummate salesman. And one of the things he told me when I was a kid, I'll never forget this, is he'd go in the front door and he'd present what he was selling. And if they said, no, thank you, he went out the door and he climbed in the window. That was always the visualization. If I get thrown out the front door, I'm going to climb in the window.
Through the window.
Yeah. And so that's what you get from listening to my father or Michael Jordan or, you know, any of the people. I remember Ted Williams used to talk about that as a baseball player. They pay me all this money, and I lose more games than I win.
It's basically don't take no for an answer.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, don't never give up.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
42 past the hour. Excuse me. My heavenly days. Righty. 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I are joined by Dr. Margaret Wilson, who is with United Healthcare. She has a lot of experience in the healthcare field. Her experience includes internal and geriatric medicine, healthcare quality management, clinical medical teaching, and man, is this stuff important at this time of year, having this experience. She's a medical educator, has written a lot of articles and textbooks. So, as somebody who travels as well as heals, you're familiar with what goes on at this time of year, Dr. Wilson. A lot of people travel. Looks like 47, 48, 49 million people are going to be away from home to celebrate the holidays. And a lot of people get sick at this time of year because they're not taking care of their immune system. They're exposed to various things. And I wonder if this is the time of year when insurance is most taxed, if people are covered properly, and what the stats show about how people who have spent a lot of money on Christmas gifts kind of skimp on their own health care. Is that a factor?
Yes, it is, Doug, and thank you for having me, I must say. You've highlighted a few critical points. As with anything in life, successful travel depends on adequate preparation before the trip. And that's even more important for people who have chronic medical illnesses. Most of the challenges that travelers face relate to not having fully addressed three questions. The first question is, am I prepared to travel? The second is, do I know what my health plan covers? And the third is, how do I access care if I need it in the location in which I'm traveling to? From the standpoint of preparation, there are a couple of key things that we need to review as travelers. And at United Healthcare, we like to refer to that as the know before you go. So first of all, do I know what my medical history is, as in the specific names of the illnesses I have? Do I have a list of my medications with me? Do I have a sufficient supply of medications to cover the duration of my trip? And for travelers who may have personal health challenges, and need specific equipment to support that, such as wheelchairs, breathing machines, are they fully functional? It's also important that for travelers who are going away for a long period, they consider consulting their primary care physician to ensure that any pre-travel screening they might need or immunizations they might need to take are all in order. So once the preparation is in place, that's the foundation for a successful trip. The next question then becomes, what does my health plan cover? Does my health plan offer a national network or a local network? In other words, can I access care anywhere across the United States within my network, or is my network just restricted to the local area in which I live? And this is particularly important for seniors as well, especially seniors who are traveling outside the country, because most Medicare plans don't cover care outside the United States. Now, there are exceptions, so some Medicare Advantage plans will cover true emergencies outside the U.S., such as a stroke or a heart attack. Some Medicare supplement plans will offer limited coverage for foreign travel, but it is important that seniors address that. And then the question becomes, if I'm traveling outside the United States, for all of us who might be doing that, does my health plan provide international medical insurance coverage? And if it doesn't, then the traveler should consider purchasing that. So if one falls ill in a country outside the U.S., whatever care is provided will be covered by the international medical insurance. And it's also important for us to remember that we may fall ill in a country where there are no clinical capabilities to meet our specific needs and may need to be transported out to another country or even back to the U.S., evacuated back to the U.S. So as we review our health plan, as we review our international medical insurance, it's important to ensure that it also includes evacuation protection. The third question, Doug, is then, so if I do fall ill in a country outside the United States, or if I do fall ill in a location outside my area of residence in the United States, where do I go for care? I'm in Missouri, and I'm familiar with the hospitals in St. Louis where I live, but I can't say the same for Montana. So we've managed that at United Healthcare by developing a mobile app called Health for Me, and this can be downloaded from the App Store. It's compatible with the iPhone and Android platform, and what it does, it provides information about nearby doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, urgent care centers that are in the location to or through which the person may be traveling. And it also gives cost and quality information so we can compare cost and quality for over 700 services.
Wow.
This app is not only for United Healthcare members, but can also be accessed by non-United Healthcare members through a guest portal.
All right. So what you've done, Dr. Wilson, is just wrap up and put in a bow all the information that people need to know about insurance coverage, insurance in general, what happens at this time of year. All of this is wrapped up. The app you can access by going to UHC.com, United Healthcare website, UHC.com. Look for that app. It sounds like it's genius. Dr. Wilson, thanks for being here. Merry Christmas to you.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more of my top holiday gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. Holiday shopping is now in full swing at Office Depot and Office Max stores. Along with the latest in tech, you'll be able to buy gift cards and use their copy and print services to create calendars and photo books. This year's must-have tech gift is the convertible laptop, like HP's 2 X360. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or shop online at OfficeDepot.com/holiday for today's best deal. The iHome ISP5 smart plug connects most small appliances up to 1,800 watts, such as lamps, fans, portable heaters, humidifiers, even your holiday lights, and turns them into smarter devices so you can monitor and control them from anywhere. The smart plug connects to Wi-Fi using the free iHome control app for iOS and Android devices. It's also compatible with Apple HomeKit. Unlike other wireless sound systems, Monster Soundstage offers both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity to stream your music in ultra-high resolution. resolution from any source. Soundstage looks great and provides an incredible listening experience because Monster knows it's always about performance. Skylander Superchargers video game features detailed vehicles that kids can play with and watch come to life in the Skylands. Seamlessly pause and transition gameplay from one Apple device to another. Skylander Superchargers is available on all game consoles for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Happy holidays from BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it could be Tech Talk time. Yes, either of those. Tech Talk. Here's the right time. Kim Gerritsen joins us from Realizing Innovation, the gadgets for this Christmas. They're crazier, more inventive. Here's a meat thermometer that you don't have to keep opening the oven to check. So how does this work? You get it calls you. Tell me it calls your smartphone. There's an app.
Yes,
where it lists the,
I have one. I have two.
Absolutely. There's a
really?
There's a probe in the meat and an app on your smartphone, and you can be watching the football game and looking at your phone screen to see that temperature clicking up to the 165 for your turkey.
Yep. When I cook on the grill, I use it all the time.
All right. So how much are these things costing?
That's $70. One that sounds crazy, but maybe not, is if you want to be a bartender, instead of looking at recipes and using all sorts of little measuring units to construct your cocktails, you put the cocktail glass on this electronic scale with an app and a recipe, and you just start pouring the booze, and the scale tells you whether you've poured enough or not of all the ingredients.
doing. This is.
I can tell you if you're bored enough.
Yeah, really.
But this is contributing to our losing our mind. And that's really. This is contributing to us not having to think anymore about you. Everything gets left to something
I remember,
else instead of us.
Well, my dad was an avid golfer, and they used to have all these little gadgets so you could see how far away you were from the pin and all this other stuff. And he's like, don't give me any of that stuff for Christmas. He's like, I can see how far away I am. But it's for the amateurs. Those were the guys who went out and bought that stuff. And it's the same thing with this thing. It's the amateur bartender who doesn't know how to make a drink that will buy this stuff, not the people who know how to make a drink.
That's right. Yeah. And
I mean, college kids.
You know,
right.
The technology is so great and so cheap, and these gadgets are so lame and so cheap that, you know, it's consumption. It's
all right. Here's another one. The Grow Aero Garden. If you want to grow herbs, or somebody would say herbs and greens, that sort of thing, this takes away, again, you have to have no brain at all. It automatically waters and fertilizes whatever it is that you're growing in your herb garden. Come on, there's no fun in that.
I don't know, I can use that one.
Right. No, it's not fun.
I do not have a green thumb. Everything I try dies.
Well, then you should just stay away. Well, get somebody. I bet your wife does. I bet she has a green thumb. I bet she doesn't fail at that sort of thing.
No, you know, we have those little bulbs. We bought them on TV where you fill the glass bulb up and then you stick the stem down in the dirt and it just kind of automatically releases water as the dirt dries up. So you don't need a green thumb.
Listen. As the dirt dries up, man, what a farmer you'd make. Okay, so you and Kim and Kenny were talking about something before we went on the air. Go back to that.
Well,
that's a good conversation to have for the audience's benefit, not just for the three of us.
I had heard a report that it doesn't do much good for these hacker groups to go and kill all the social media accounts of ISIS and ISIL because new accounts just pop up. But my question is, if they keep killing their account, how do they get the followers that they need or that they're trying to get to every time they kill an account? That's got to be extremely frustrating for them.
Not really. So the tweets are, you know, designed for search engine search engines find tweets with these outrageous comments, and then there are all these services where you can basically for $5 buy 10,000 followers. Now, these are fake followers. There are places in Asia that have set up all these fake Twitter accounts. So, again, $5, suddenly you have 10,000 followers. So, using search engine, you come in and you see these outrageous comments, and you see this account has 30,000 followers, and you go, oh, this has got to be an account I follow. So, the new followers that ISIS is aiming for just pile on because of all the fake accounts that have been purchased on the new accounts.
So you found out how we can
search
get the same
words to see where the new accounts are, and then they create the fake accounts with the fake followers.
That's right.
Beautiful.
I now know how we can get to Steve Harvey's numbers. He's got 3 million followers on Facebook.
There you go, $5 and a couple of Asians, and you can get it done.
There you go. Where else? Okay. All right. Kim, thank you for being here. Kim Garrison, a good day, 59 after the hour.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.